Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are starting the 8th parak of Maseches Erevin. Today we are learning Parakhas Mishnah Aleph and Parakhas Mishnah Beis. Says the Mishnah, Ketzad Mishtatvin Batchumen. How do we make an Erevei Tchumen for a lot of people so that anyone who wishes to rely upon the Erev can do so, can go the extra 2,000 amos beyond their city's limits? Says the Mishnah, Maniach es achavis v'omer, a person should put down a barrel of food with which he's making the Erev, and he should declare, he should say, Harei ze l'chol b'nei iri, l'chol mi sheyelich l'beis ha'evel, o l'beis ha'mishteh. Let this barrel be for all the people of my town, meaning for all those who are going to go beyond their original tchum boundary, in order to go comfort someone who's in a house of mourning, or in order to join a wedding. But generally speaking, as the Gemara points out in Erevin, that really it's not appropriate, it's not ideal to establish an Erev Tchumen unless it is needed in order to fill a mitzvah. So we're saying here that anyone here that needs to comfort a mourner, anyone here that needs to go to a wedding, anyone here that needs to do a mitzvah is going to be included, is going to be part of this Erev Tchumen that I am making here. V'chol shekibel alav mi be'od yom mutter, and says the mission, once the Erev is made, anyone who accepted upon himself the Erev while it was still Erev Shabbos, while it was still Friday, is now going to be part of this Erev Tchumen, is going to be allowed to rely upon it and go to his destination. Mishetach shach aser, but a person who accepted upon himself once it became dark, when Shabbos began, then he's not going to be allowed to rely on the Erev, and he must remain within the original Tchum for the entirety of Shabbos. She'in ma'arvin mishetach shach, says the Mishnah, we cannot make an Erev after dark, since an Erev cannot take effect after Shabbos has already begun. Continuing now with Parakhas Mishnah Bey, says the Mishnah, Kamahu Shir, what is the minimum amount of food required in order to establish an Erev Tchumen? Mizon Shtei Seudos Lecholecho, says the Mishnah, enough food to supply two meals for each and every person relying upon it. That since the point of the Erev is to establish a legal Shabbos residence for the person who's relying on the Erev, it must have enough food to actually sustain him for Shabbos. Now the Mishnah is now going to have a bit of machlokas and a few different ways regarding how do we define the size of the meals that we are discussing. The first two opinions are going to base their definition on how much each Erev person, each person relying on the Erev, is actually going to consume at a meal. It's going to be a subjective amount of food. Says the Mishnah, Mizonu Lachol V'lo L'Shabbos Divrei Rebbe Meir. The Rebbe Meir is of the opinion that two meals refers to the amount of food for his two daily meals that he would have during the week, and not the amount that a person would eat on Shabbos. So according to Meir, it's about his weekday meals. Rabbi Yehuda Omer LaShabbos V'lochol, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, refers to the amount of food that he would eat on Shabbos, not during the week. And what's interesting here, says the Mishnah, Vizeh Vozeh Miskavnin Lahakel, both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda are trying to be makel. They're trying to be lenient. They're each basing their ruling on the meal at which they believe a person eats less. They're trying to be makel, lenient as it pertains to Erev Tchumen. But they disagree simply on which meal does a person eat less. According to Rabbi Meir, a person generally eats less during a weekday meal than at the tastier Shabbos meal. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, no. That's since an extra meal on Shabbos is eaten, so most people are going to eat less at each Shabbos meal. So that's a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, which meal does a person eat less. But regardless, a person can judge their amount of food that must be part of their Erev Tchumen based on which meal they eat that is less. Now, according to both of these opinions, the size of the Erev, like we said, is going to be defined by the subjective eating habits of the individual using the Erev. And the next two opinions, or no, are going to be based on the size of the Erev for any person, but regarding what an average person eats at two meals as an objective amount of food that a person can eat. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka Omer Mikikar Bepundion Me'arba Se'in Beseller. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka says that each person's portion is a loaf of bread that is sold for a pundion, which is like a small coin, at a time. when 4 saw of wheat can be purchased for a seller, which is a larger coin. As the bartender points out, this equals the volume of 6 beitzim, of 6 eggs. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. 6 eggs, that's how much your Erev Tchumen must be. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shtei Yados Lakikar, Mishalosh Lakav. Rabbi Shimon says, no, that it's the portion for each person, which is 2/3 of a loaf, when 3 loaves of bread are made from a kav of wheat. And since each loaf is 1/3 of a kav, which equals the volume of 8 eggs, and only 2/3 of a loaf is required for the eruv, the required food portion per person equals the volume of 5 and 1/3 eggs, and Rabbi Shimon's measure here is therefore going to be 2/3 of an egg less than Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. So we see here that there's a machlokas on the objectivity of how much a person eats in 2 meals. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka and Rabbi Shimon, they disagree whether the loaf of bread under the discussion equals the volume of 6 eggs or whether it equals the volume of 8 eggs. And we should just point out, the Bar Tanora point out, that the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, namely we assume that it equals the volume of 6 eggs. But now we're going to discuss how this machlokas, but the size of a loaf of bread is going to affect two other areas of halacha as well. It says the Mishnah, Chetzia Lebayis HaMenuga. Half the loaf discussed that we just discussed is going to teach us a halacha as it pertains to a house that is afflicted with tzaras. The halacha is that if someone enters a house with tzaras and stays there for the length of time that it takes to eat half a loaf of bread, then the clothing that he is wearing becomes tummy as well. Obviously then, the amount of time needed for the clothing to become tummy depends on the size of the loaf, and again, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, it is the amount of time that it would take to eat half of a 6 egg loaf, while according to Rabbi Shimon, it is the time that it would take to eat half of an 8 egg loaf. And again, we paskin like the first opinion. The second area, v'lacha v'chatzi chatzia lipso es hagvia, that in half a loaf, which is really a quarter of a loaf, teaches halacha when it comes to making a person's body puzzle for truma. The halacha is that a food equal to 1/4 of the loaf mentioned above is tamei, and the person eats it, he becomes puzzle from eating any truma. Here too, the amount of food that must be consumed to become puzzle is also here going to depend on the loaf size that we are discussing. According to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, it is the size of 1.5 eggs that would make him puzzle for truma, and according to Rabbi Shimon, it is the size of 2 eggs that would make him puzzle for truma. Quick review, Perek Ches, Mishnah Aleph taught us regarding how we make a communal Erev Tchumen. We said that a person should sit down the barrel of food, and he should declare, let this be for anyone in my town who's going to go beyond the original Tchum, he's going to a house of mourning, he's going to a wedding, whatever the case may be, and anyone, once the Erev's made, anyone who accepts the Erev while it was still daytime on Erev Shabbos can be part of the Erev. Anyone who tries to accept once Shabbos already begun, cannot be part of the Erev, because again, you cannot become part of an Erev once Shabbos began, but you can become part of the Erev before Shabbos has begun. And then Perachaz Mishnah Beis taught us what is the minimum amount of food required to establish an Erev Tchumen. So everyone agrees that it's the amount of food that would supply a person with 2 meals, because again, that's what establishes the place of residence for the person. And the Machlokas, the question is, what exactly is 2 meals? According to the first two opinions, Rabbi Meir versus Rabbi Yehuda, it's a subjective reality that it's about either, according to Rabbi Meir, the weekday meals. According to Rabbi Huda, it is the Shabbos meals, but both opinions are trying to be lenient. It's just a machlokas, which meal would people eat less? And then according to the second opinion, according to the opinion number one of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, then Rabbi Shimon, the question is more objective. How much is considered to be a loaf that would be eaten at such a meal? According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's 6 eggs, and according to Rabbi Shimon, it would be 8 eggs. That is the machlokas between them, and we just saw that this machlokas about the loaf of bread would apply in two other areas of halacha as well. Number one, it would apply when it comes to the law of a house that has tzaras, that if someone enters a house then it stays for the time that it takes to eat half a loaf of bread, then the clothing would become tummy as well. So the question is it a six egg loaf of bread, or is it an eight egg loaf of bread? That would also be subject to the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka and Rabbi Shimon. And then the second aspect of this question is regarding a situation regarding a person who eats a loaf of bread and that's puzzle for truma. And would a person become now puzzle for truma for eating uh, for